Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 10th of March, 2024. Hope you are well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Weather yesterday was absolutely fantastic, wasn't it? I was actually at Hyde Hall yesterday, which is a fantastic little garden run by the RHS. And I've never been there before, so I didn't know what to expect, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself, I have to say. One of the real delights for me was actually seeing so many people out enjoying the garden and chatting as they walked past, cracked a few jokes, of course, and we had a really good time. I went up with Lee from the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. Now, I have to admit, it was a little early for us to go and visit the garden. There wasn't much to really get excited about. One of the things that Lee said, the vegetable garden, I recorded a podcast for tomorrow, was very much about talking about dirt. But for me, there are certain things that we can see when there's not much happening. Early signs of spring, but also things like how they're making it architecturally quite beautiful. So it was well worth going. And the sun was lovely too. So it really did make it worthwhile. I've got to admit, I do enjoy visiting gardens, and Amanda and I, we used to visit quite a few of our gardens when we were English Heritage members, but we stopped that during COVID. Basically, we didn't really want to be honest, but we had visited all the gardens and properties that were near us. We had to travel further and further, that we just wasn't using it enough. So yeah, we stopped that. We've been to National Trust properties as well. And the more dog-friendly gardens we're starting to go to a bit more lately as well, since getting Roxy. I think it's quite important to have dog-friendly gardens. Now, it's also good, as I said, a pop out with Lee, something we do as well as a bit of a day out and see what's going on. So I think visiting gardens is something we need to do a lot more of. Not just gardens such as in properties, but also think gardens in the open garden scheme when they run open garden days. It's a great way to visit local gardens. I'm looking forward to ours, actually. I'm going to go and have a look around and see what we've got. The main reason I go to these is for inspiration and see how things are built and how things are done. There's some great ideas I see, and sometimes I go away and think, what could I do? What could I do to replicate this at home? Now, if you do have a favourite garden that you think is well worth a visit, please do let me know. I'm definitely going to try and get to quite a few more gardens this year. Now, talking of that, well, not really, but today I sowed the peas from this month's gift pack. Now, peas are really easy to grow. They produce these delicious, sweet-tasting vegetables. Everybody loves peas. I don't know anybody that doesn't love peas. In fact, most people have problems with peas in the fact that they just can't get them home because they snack on them as soon as they pick them. Sowing the peas is really simple. Just simply dig a hole in the ground, create a drill if you like, pop the seed in about 2 centimetres deep and backfill. Excuse me, sorry. Some people do soak their seeds, of course. I've tried that in the past, but I found no real difference between soaking a seed or sowing direct. So I just sow direct now. And, you know, at this time of year, we can sow them straight in the ground. Some people will sow them in lengths of gutter and then slide that into the ground, which is another option as well. But they do need a bit of cloche protection just to get them going over the winter. Now, mice can munch on the pea seeds when they are in the ground. That is a bit of a problem. Gardeners of the past, they used to soak the pea seeds in paraffin to prevent the mice from eating these. I'm not recommending that in the slightest, of course. It's something I definitely would not do. And it just seems a little scary to me. But chicken wire over the top can stop that from happening. It just disrupts the mice from eating them. Now, germination can occur pretty quickly, within a couple of weeks, maybe a bit longer at this time of year, but it won't take long. And as soon as it occurs, we want to get a climbing net for the peas to grow up. This is quite important because what the peas do is, as they put tendrils out to climb, that encourages the peas to flower and therefore produce peas. So very important you get that net up straight away. Pollination, as soon as the flowers occur is quite important. So if there's not many pollinating insects around, you may have to pollinate yourself with a brush. To be honest, I don't think that's going to be much of a problem. I do think it's important to encourage your pollinators into our garden, of course, but I don't think that is much of a problem. As the peas grow, of course, and develop, we don't need much in the way of feed, but what they do need is when they produce the peas, pick them when they're young and pick them regularly, daily if possible. And this will just stop them from, one, going over, but two, from stop producing peas. The more you pick, the more you get. So pick them quite quickly, pick them regularly, and get the peas in the freezer quite quickly too. Now, once peas do go over, just cut the tops off at the base of the ground and leave the roots in the ground. This will then rot down in the ground and fix nitrogen to the ground. They're a legume, of course. Very, very easy to do. And they are such an easy plant to grow and produce really well. I do think that they are well loved. Right, well, it's time for me to wrap up. My voice is a little tickly still, but I'm getting better. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.